Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Reading from John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, December 11th, 2023. How's your Advent coming along? Are you feeling yourself getting grounded, built up? Did you have a good message from your pastor delivered? Are you taking to heart some of the things? Maybe God pricked your heart and good, healthy conviction is going to have you draw closer to God and celebrate this season. And when we honor the Lord Jesus Christ, it's his season that we celebrate, and hopefully you're being intentional with those relationships, those people around you, your family. You're celebrating Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and Savior, and he's going to return maybe sooner than all of us realize, but this is the season that people are oftentimes more receptive or open to hearing the message of Jesus. And that reminds me, this past Thursday when we had our ministry leaders luncheon, Pastor Mark Johnson from Calvary Church in Springfield came in and delivered a message about arrogance, and a message using the Sermon on the Mount as kind of a framework as we get to know God and we submit and surrender and know him, but how sometimes we can be blinded by our own arrogance. And then he also talked about Jesus, who could certainly have been the most prideful. You know, he was God, fully man but fully God, and yet he humbled himself. And this is part of the season when we recognize he was born in a manger. He was born of a woman, yet fully God. It's one of those concepts hard to understand. But on today, it's going to be a little bit of a testimony Tuesday because Pastor Mark Johnson joins us in the studio. But Pastor Gary Grogan joins us, and I'm going to have him introduce Mark because I had him do it at this last Thursday's Ministry Leaders Luncheon. And Gary also, you might remember, was on Mark and Friends a few months back. He was one of our special speakers for the Ministry Leaders Luncheon. But Gary, you were certainly blessed, as I was, by what Mark had to share. What was maybe a takeaway or two that you left with thinking about or feeling like, boy, God, that was for me?
It was really wonderful. A great crowd, room full of church and parachurch ministry leaders here in Champaign-Urbana. And he talked about humility. He talked about brokenness, about repentance, and being on our guard against pride and arrogance. It was wonderful. And I'm so glad that I was home to come and be a part of that meeting. I'm traveling a lot, as you know. And Mark's a great friend. I've known Mark, actually, Mark J, I've known longer than you, Mark B.
Yeah, we had Mark Jordan also here. We had a number of us Marks all together, and it was a delight to have all these pastors and ministry leaders. I observed them. I sat over on the side, and they were taking in Mark's message and laughing along, yet there was healthy conviction and insight, and as only God works. And maybe I should define conviction. Conviction always draws you towards God. So healthy conviction, you might see sin in your life, habits that have to be changed, or something that you need to work on. Healthy conviction will say, Lord, I'm in error, I'm in sin, help me. That's good, healthy, spirit-filled conviction. Condemnation, that comes from the devil. That'll usually have you turn away from God and run away. That's never of God. That's condemnation. That's not conviction. Good, healthy conviction will always turn us toward God. And that's what I was watching happen through many of those ministry leaders. They were in engaged, they were listening. And Mark, I had heard you deliver a similar kind of message about arrogance and some of the things that you shared about yourself. But when I think about this Christmas season, if anyone could truly be perfectly, arrogance, Jesus would never be arrogant, but he had every right to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He was sinless. He was close to God, never fell short, but he was humble. So how do you balance that arrogance that we fall into and being prideful? But first, thank you, Gary, because I go into these many interviews 15 minutes in before I introduce our special guest. So who do we have in the studio with us?
It's great to have Mark Johnson, who is the lead pastor at Calvary Church in Springfield, Illinois. He grew up in central Illinois and has gone to church his whole life. As a child, he knew that the Lord had called him to the ministry. And then after college, he came back to his home church where his father father was the pastor and became the youth and the young adult college pastor. Mark and I got to travel some in youth revivals, special youth meetings, youth rallies, those type of things. Him and his wife, Renee, have 6 children. How many grandchildren do you have, Mark?
12.
12. He's got me beat by 7. I got to be in their wedding years ago. He's also the chaplain for the Ministerial Alliance in Springfield, and it was good to have him here the other day in Champaign, and he did a wonderful job, wonderful message. So we got Mark B. and Mark J. with us today.
And is there anything else you would want to fill in on that introduction to let our listeners know a little more about you? I've appreciated serving with you on the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield and vicinity, but anything else that we should know about you or your heart?
No, not really. I'm grateful for all the opportunities God's given to me in life. I'm grateful for a family. My grandfather came to Christ as a young adult. My dad came to Christ as a young adult. And here's something I would say about this Christmas season. You can invite people to church this Christmas season that would not go any other time. My grandfather, his wife had gotten sick. He was up in the Adirondack Mountains because she had tuberculosis. And they met a Methodist minister and his wife. And they invited them to stay in their home while his first wife, she eventually died, while they were there. And it was through that relationship that the door became open to my grandfather to come to Christ. They never knew what they did for him, but they were the catalyst that drove him to Christ. When we bring somebody to church or we share faith with them, we may not see the outcome. It's okay not to close the deal. It's always a win to plant the seed. My father, the same way, growing up in a home that rarely went to church, and 2 Sunday school teachers walked down the street and invited him and his brother and sister to church. They went for a very short time, and they were then moved out of the city by my grandfather to a home in the country. My father, when he was in World War II, he was a Marine in World War II, shot and wounded on a little island called Tarawa, knew nothing about God. When he went into the military, they asked him if he was a Catholic or a Protestant. He didn't know the difference. He didn't know there was any difference. But laying on that island, shot and wounded, he remembered a song that he learned in that Sunday school class. That eventually led him to a relationship with God where he became a minister for over 50 years. Those 2 Sunday school teachers never knew the seed they planted, but they planted a seed that's resonated through our family, through my life, my children's life, my grandchildren's life, through ministries for 50 years, 60 years after that, more actually. And so I would just say, anybody that's out there, that you have a friend, bring them to church at Christmas.
Well, and I think statistically, I forget the percentage, but people will respond to people in being invited to church. Just say 70 or 80%. If you ask people to come to church with you, they're very willing to do that.
The number one reason people do not attend church is because nobody invites them.
Yes.
The number two reason is because if they go, they have nobody to sit with. It's really not that complicated. We make church growth so complicated. It's just the Great Commission. Everyone reaches one. We cannot help but to tell the things that we have seen and heard. Peter and John told the religious leaders when they beat them and said, "Don't talk any more about Jesus." And they said, "We can't help it." So here's something about Mark Johnson that those of us that really know him know about him. He has a huge burden for the lost, and it is expressed through his missionary heart. I know that church. I've spoken in that church many times. I know a lot of the leaders in that church. I knew his mom and dad very well. There is a missions fabric in that church. A lot of people have heard of Calvary Academy. It's a very, very good private Christian school. They teach those students world missions. Him and I have a lot of missionary friends. We've been on a lot of missions trips. And anytime a missionary gets invited to go to Calvary Church in Springfield and be a part of one of their missions weeks, they are just thrilled because they have classes during the day. pray and they get to share their heart. And that's what missionaries love doing, mm-hmm. is sharing their heart. So that's a little side tidbit mm-hmm. on the speaker we had. And it's just great that he's here at Christmas time because of the message and because of who he is.
Well, that Calvary Academy Choir, they joined the Singing Men of GNN and Huntley Brown at their church. That was about 3 or so months back, where we drew a lot of different people from all over the community. It was like a unity building conference. We loved having black and white and Asian and Hispanic and different people coming together. And so we hope to do more of those into the future, into the Springfield area. And we appreciate Calvary Church for the great accommodations. And Mark opened up the church and the facility with open arms, and they have a great team. And I should mention, Pastor Ben, the youth pastor, is in the house with us. He's over to the side. He's praying up the program and observing, but we'll save him for another time. But we appreciate the son-in-law, Ben, joining us today for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And we opened up with John 10:10, and I'll read it again. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Now, these are red-letter words, so that means in my Bible, these are words of Jesus. So, Pastor Mark, what does it mean to have a full life? And how can somebody today that is tuned in, they're scanning the dial, they're hearing about this Jesus, this season, Christmas, it has his name, Christ in it, how can they have a fuller life if they haven't come to terms with who Jesus is?
Well, Mark, I think the first thing that has to happen in a person's life is they have to come to this clear understanding of what is the kingdom of God and what does Jesus teach us about what's important. If we focus our life on if I can make enough money, if I can be popular enough, if I can be powerful enough, if I can have enough, that will always end up empty. I've had people tell me, if I could just meet a husband, if I could just meet a wife, then I'd be happy. And I always tell them, no, you won't. Mm-hmm. If you can't be happy without that, you'll not be happy with it. What it takes for us to be happy is this relationship with God. And we talk about life to the full because umpteen years ago, everybody was talking about vision statements. Mm. And as a church, we were praying our way through, what do we want to use as a vision statement? I read a lot of really good ones. I read a lot that were bad ones. I read a lot that were exclusive in a proclamation that would almost say our church is better than your church. And I didn't want any of those. And as I was praying one day, I was led to this scripture that Jesus wanted us to have life to the full. Hmm. And that's what we want to have for people. Well, then the question came down to us, just what you asked. What is life to the full? What does it mean to have life to the full? It's not that I can get a new car every year. It's not that I'm living in the most luxurious house. Gary mentioned missionaries. Missionaries are perfect examples of this. Many, many times they have very, very little financially. They go to places of the world that to have anything like we have, you would seem like you're living in a mansion. Anybody in our church would be living in a mansion compared to places that we've traveled and seen. But they have life to the full. And the people that get saved there, even though they have very little financially, very little resource, they sing with the joy of the Lord in their heart, with the power of God upon their life, and they talk about the transformation that Jesus has made in their life. So when I think about life to the full, we begin to define that as the spirit of peace that comes when you know that Almighty God loves you. No matter what you're going through today, no matter what anyone in this listening to us today, what you're going through today, Almighty God loves you. He knows your name. He wants to be with you. He will give you strength through the trial. If you walk with him, if you cry out to him, if you invite him into your life, he will be close to you. We talk about the security that comes, Mark, when a person walks in obedience to God's word. There's false security. People think their money's going to keep them secure. They think that their popularity is going to keep them secure. They think their name. I am a Johnson, therefore we are great. You know, that's going to keep us secure. And all of that crumbles. What keeps us secure is when I can look in my life and say, you know what? I'm obeying God. I'm doing what God says. I'm living a moral life. I'm generous to the poor. I bring my tithe into the storehouse of God. I do all the things God tells me to do. And if I do that, no matter how the world is shaking, no matter what the circumstances may seem, no matter what storms blowing in my life, I have the security that God's promises are greater than all of those. That's part of life to the full. Life to the full is the wholeness that comes from being a committed part of the body of Christ. Listen, you may be the loneliest person that you know. If you get into a church, you begin to meet Christians.
That's it.
You will find the family of God to be something that fills all of these needs in your life. If you're raising a family and you bring your children into a church and they have a youth group that's on fire for God and they come into that group, they will grow in the strength of God. Their life will be built in Him, and you'll find life to the full in this wholeness that comes and being a submitted part of the body of Christ. We talk about the fulfillment that comes from expressing your divinely given gifts. I always like to tell people there's no retirement in the kingdom of God. What retirement is called in the kingdom of God is a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That's what retirement is. Until then, God's got a job for us to do.
That's right.
And you talk to people who are doing that job, and they are on fire. Mm-hmm. They're passionate. It may be a full-time pastor. It may be a part-time person. We have a wonderful friend in our city that they give out over 1,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every week to homeless people.
Wow.
They do it every week. You want to talk about somebody who's on fire? Talk to her for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. She is pumped up. She's got life to the full in her passion of doing something to meet others' needs. When people find their gifting, they find purpose.
Amen. And talk a little bit about understanding the character of God, because some people don't understand who God the Father is because of their botched experience with men or their father, their earthly dad. They don't understand the character of God.
You know, when you think about God, God sent His Son. He says this to Joseph. When He's telling Joseph, you can take Mary into your home. This is conceived by the Holy Spirit. You'll call His name Jesus, for I will save my people through Him. He's the way of salvation. So you think about Jesus. Jesus is the way of salvation. You think about Jesus. Jesus never looked at anybody. So think about this. There's people who think, I've done too bad. I'm too rejected. Maybe bad things have happened to them. Maybe they've done bad things. There's no way for me. You can't find anybody in the Bible that sincerely came to Jesus that He looked at and said, you've gone too far. Every one of them. The adulteress, Saul, who became Paul. The murderer, the thief on the cross. Jesus looks at all of them and says, come on into my kingdom.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the message of the gospel right now, is anyone who will come to Christ will not find rejection. They will find the grace of God and the power of God, this almighty God, meeting their need.
I would just say Mark Burns, mm-hmm. You know, people who have had a bad experience with an earthly father. Mm. I always like to say this. God is not a reflection of who your father is or was. He's the perfection of who your father is or was. Mm. In other words, everything that a father should be, that's who our God is. Mm-hmm. He will never reject. He will never pass over. He will never malign. He will never abuse. He will never ignore. So this is the reason for the season. It's why Jesus came, to show us what the Father was like.
And He demonstrated His love in this, that while we were still sinners, God pursues each and every one of us.
See, you're more than a radio guy. You're a preacher. He's a preacher. Mark Burns is a preacher.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Johnson encouraged you to start off with that verse from John 10:10, mm-hmm. and that is the NIV. The King James, the New King James, says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hmm. But I looked up the word full while Mark J. was talking some synonyms. It means complete. It means intact. It means sufficient. It means bursting. So if you're down, I'm not against counselors. I've gone to counselors before. I've recommended counselors before. But Jesus really is adequate. He really is the one that makes us complete. He really is the one that He's the all-sufficient one. He's really all we need. So you got three preachers in here, plus a radio guy that's a preacher. Man.
Oh, well, thank you, God, that he pursues each and every one of us. And it's during the season that more people are open to talking about it, to being invited to church. So take the initiative. You have 4 or 5 more days before your church will be meeting. So ask the Lord to put somebody on your heart. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a loved one you haven't talked with. Maybe it's a coworker. Invite them out. Say, hey, let's have brunch on Sunday and let's go to church before or afterwards. And pray it all up and see who God would bring with you, because it's an important time of year where people are receptive. And I just pray for each and every one of you today to take time and see who God might put on your heart. And I think you'll see some supernatural things take place, because God desires that all come to know him. So regardless of your background, your failings, your shortfalls, that you don't feel you measure up or you don't know enough of the Bible to go to church, no, you're welcome. Calvary Church in Springfield. What are your hours, Pastor Mark?
We have services on Sunday morning at 9 and at 10:45.
Okay, 9 and 10:45.
And then we have a smaller setting of people at 9:30 on Jefferson Street. So Hazeldell's 9 and 10:45. Jefferson Street is at 9:30.
And is there a website for people to stop by?
Just go to calvarychurch.org and they will find all of our information.
When they go west on 72, it's the church to your right, which is north, with the big cross out front.
Right. Yeah, a little frontage road that you exit off.
You got to get on a frontage road. Right. And then the other campus is on Jefferson, more towards downtown.
Yeah, and that's where the school also meets.
Yes.
Well, listening friend, we certainly are advocates for having you be in a good Bible-believing church, learning the ways of the Lord, reading the scriptures each and every day. It's God's love letter to you. And we hope and pray that you'll get with some other believers and learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ. I do apologize if you're hearing some of the background noise. This is the third time we've used our new studio location here at the Salvation Army, the Red Shield Center in Champaign, but it's hard to tell what noise will be going over the air, but they were moving a lot of Christmas toys back and forth. They're doing a great work here. Remember, if you want to ring a bell and meet some of the community members, register to ring.org, register to ring.org, and we appreciate the Salvation Army being so accommodating and allowing our ministry leaders luncheon here. Also our prayer gathering last Thursday night, along with having the studio here. So thank you, God, for the Salvation Army and their dual purpose to meet people's basic needs and yet also the spiritual needs. Well, thank you, Pastor Mark, Pastor Gary, and Pastor Ben over praying up the program and being a good sport about committing this time so that you can be blessed through today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.